thank you for thank you for coming. These are the guilty ones. And I've got a new album coming out. It's not out yet. Boo! New album, boo! Never heard that before. Well, we're going to do some of the new songs, and you can, some of them for the very first time, and you're going to get to watch me screw up. And as my brother Phil once said, David, you can screw up with the best of them, so. But let's get started with the maybe one that you might know. I hope you brought you up.
Thank you.
always under the water doing me. She said her mother was full blood Cherokee and her daddy, but he was a Union man down in the mines. Fight the good fight across the Fargo County line. Well, the drought may be over. Hey, you know what? Actually, in about 1995-96, I played a festival over in Byron Bay, Australia, called the Byron Bay Blues Festival. And they had a trailer backstage for the Guilty Men. And then they said, Dave, you're going to share a trailer with the man over here. His band's in his own trailer. And your band's in that trailer, and we want the two of you to share a trailer. And I said, okay. So I walked over and I saw the name on the trailer, and I was like, oh my God. So I walked in, sat down, and spent about 2 hours hanging out talking with one of the great poets, one of the great songwriters, one of the grandfathers or godfathers of rap. I sat down with a man who passed away today. This is all for Gil Scott-Heron.
Judgment Day.
off the new record. This one's about a very close friend of Lisa and mine, and Chris, and Brad, the woman that shared the stage with me here a couple of times down at the Rio Theater. She passed away about a year and a half ago, almost 2 years. So this is a song off the new CD. This one is for truly the guiltiest of the guilty women. This one's for Amy Ferris.
Just wish
say goodbye. Let's get in the car with my brother Phil. Well, we're gonna go back to the year 1972. Me and Phil cruising down old Central Avenue with the man known as the Boss of the Blues. Always was, always will be. This is a song about me and Phil and our mentor, our close friend, the man who guided us, who is on stage with me in one form or another tonight. This is about Mr. Big Joe Turner. I thought this was a blues bar. I said the name Big Joe Cocktail. We'll be right back. Well, I'm thinking of a big Joe Turner song right now. I'm like a Mississippi bullfrog sitting on a hollow stump. I'm like a Mississippi bullfrog sitting on a hollow stump. I got so many women, I don't know which way to jump. Well, Big Joe said, looked over me and Phil, and he said, Dad, we were driving down that dark, empty, deserted, abandoned street. Big Joe said, way back there in the old boys, way back, 30 years ago, boys, I had a hell of a time. And then he stopped talking as the lonely streets passed by. He took a sip of his drink and wiped the tears from his eyes. And he said, back there, we that's not on the set list, but what the hell. This is one that I wrote talking about my brother Phil. That last song got me kind of nostalgic and sentimental. Are you the guy from the Phil fan club? Is that one? Anyway, this is a song I wrote for my brother Phil 7 years ago. These things are better than I ever will, but, yes you do, but I always get the lyrics right.
Some
leaving the great Northwest. And it's taking me back, back home south to Tennessee. She's been dancing all day long.
Thank you.
Bob's the Kitchen shout outs. Let's be the guilty ones. On bass guitar, maybe you've seen him with Jim Lauderdale, as we like to call him. Or maybe you've seen him with Jerry Jeff Walker. But I'm very proud to have on the stage tonight, perhaps my favorite bass player in the world. All the way from the tobacco-growing country of Ontario up there in Canada, please welcome, on bass guitar, Brad Forum. Over here on the harmonica, a man that we just call him the truth, because that's all he ever speaks. Please welcome, from Oakland, California, my dear buddy, Jack the Truth Rudy on the harmonica. Speaking of Oakland, California, speaking of the East Bay, over here on the guitar, the pretty guitar, the fancy guitar work, is a guy who grew up in Portland, Oregon, and he grew up in the East Bay. Didn't you play the Ivy Room as your first gig? The Ivy Room on San Pablo. It's an honor. He's a guilty man. It's good to be playing with him again. Please welcome Mr. Chris Miller. And back here on the drums, born and raised in Dripping Springs, Texas, my favorite drummer in the whole world, back here on the drums, please give a warm Santa Cruz welcome to the ass kicker herself, Lisa Pankratz. There was a singer in the early, we're going to do a song off the new CD right now. There was a singer in the R&B world back in the early 50s. And I've always loved his voice. You may not have heard of him because you're all so modern. And I walk the dusty streets of the past alone. But he used to sing, his biggest hit was after he died in about 1952. Forever, my darling, my love will be true. He died in a really weird way. He was playing Russian roulette, as the song will explain to you, on Christmas Now in Houston, Texas, even though he was a Memphis guy. He was showing off to some women. He took out five bullets and left one, and he said, watch this. And of course, we've all done that. He just wasn't lucky, that's all. And inside the story of this man, this great singer, I have found some sort of spiritual solace. This is a song all about the great Johnny Ace.
Babe up in the lights, he was young and handsome, a prince. preacher's brain. And 5,000 mourners marched him to his grave. But there may be a heaven, and there may be a hell. No one knows for sure, but now Johnny Ace. Scored some speed out in San Bernardino. Somehow maybe could get a little bump. Now she's crossed the street in that motel room, putting on a show for some chump. The baby's gotta make a living, and I don't mind waiting out in the car. Cause I got some 9mm in my cell. In case things go too far. But you know me, I like to take it easy. I just wanna go with the flow. But sometimes things can get a little bit out of control. So do a little import, export.
were driven through the Great Inland Empire down south. Anybody ever purchased anything possibly illegal in the Great Inland Empire down south? You go up to Humboldt or you go around here, there's a certain product, local product, that makes everybody kind of mellow and happy. You get down around Rubidoux and Moreno Valley and Fontana, they have a certain local product that just makes everybody really angry. It makes your teeth fall out and makes you scratch all the time. It makes you sing this song.
Yeah. last week with my good friends, my old friends, my long time friends, DJ Bonebreak, John Bell, and Azeem Sudeik, and we were here as a middle back week. And John and I, well, we always have an argument. And the argument is, see, I wrote this song. I didn't write it for the band X, I just wrote this song. And then when they heard it, they said, because I was in the band at the time, they said, can we record that song? I said, sure. So they recorded it, and then I recorded it, and a couple other people recorded it. But John and I had this argument, because John was like, you can't play this song all year long. And yeah, that's my attitude. Why? You know, I mean, Irving Berlin, if he's doing gigs, he's going to sing White Christmas on the 4th of July, trust me. So John, wherever you are, I'm gonna play this song on the 5th and the 4th and the 6th and the 7th.
thing about the blues is everybody that plays the blues, whether they're rock and roll musicians, whether they're country musicians, whether they're jazz musicians, whether they're blues musicians, whether they're classical musicians, whether they're folk musicians, whether they're zydeco musicians, whether they're surf musicians, whether they're pop musicians. Everybody that plays the blues learned it somewhere. The beautiful thing about it is they usually learned it all at the same place. And at that same place, then everybody takes what they learned and they plant their gardens and grow all these beautiful flowers. Now right now, I'd like to plant my seed and let it grow into a big, loud, distorted mess, if you don't mind. Because I'm feeling loud and distorted tonight.
ask Jack the truth through you over here. Ask Brad Fordham. Ask Chris Miller. Ask Lisa Pankratz. He'll tell you. And I can't say I've been on sin. I can't say I've been on sin. Mistakes are part of the blues, believe me. There might not be any blues if it was personal mistakes. Maybe not. You see, I've been in and out of love, and I've said words that I regret. I've been drunk, and I've been sober, like House Majority Leader John Boehner and my president, Barack Obama. Like my two bipartisan pals, I still enjoy the cool, calm, refreshing flavor. Especially after you kill Osama bin Laden. Of a menthol. Cigarette. And despite the health warning, despite all that jazz, you know, I'm still out on this highway traveling town to town. And the news on the radio just brings me down. Intolerance and fear, ignorance and lies. It's the same old I heard a million times. Gets me thinking of friends and lovers and how they come and go. Like lookalike houses on the side of a road full of everyday people trying to get ahead, trying to find a reason just to get out of bed. Because we all need something. Just to get us through, and I'm gonna play the blues in Santa Cruz. That's what I do. I want to dedicated to a man who loved me.
50,000 watts out of Mexico. This is born in me. This is born in me. She thinks of herself as sleeping in her. How a man won't see him grow. She thinks of her life and she hopes for shame. Rises to the border rail. This song comes from 1962, dedicated to a man who's gone. 50,000 watts out of Mexico. Let your love in flow straight to my lover's heart. She can't concentrate. She wonders why he had to go. She's sitting in a apartment somewhere on the way west side of Fresno, California. West of the 99. But you know what she's doing? And what she'll always do. She whispered to the border of the night. But you know what? Standing in that dry river hand, dream that I was soaking wet. Something's gonna rain. Something's gonna pour. Something that old dry river, you know, it won't be dry anymore. But I played in the orange. I made it in the orange room.
fell in love with a woman, but she did not fall for me. I fell in love with you, baby. Something's gone wrong. Something's gone wrong. This is, we did a couple of shows at South by Southwest, but this is our first gig, really, as a band. And I like them very much. We're gonna be out on tour for about 8 months, starting now. And like I said, there's a new record coming out on June 21st, and by the time we get back here, boy, we're gonna have a dance. My level does get you in trouble. This is a song, I have an old friend named Tom Russell, and we've written a lot of songs together. This is the one I wrote with Tom. Guess she put a blue dress on, walked out late last night. If one silk stocking came from the bedside man, I sold it up and called her name just before the day. So her girlfriend said the same, knew that she had gone. Got real regret. Pulled out of Albuquerque, praying I wasn't late. Got a couple cups of coffee, I just joined off the interstate. Passing through Las Cruces, I swear I saw her call. She always said she'd go to school, but never said how far. Maybe she didn't run out there. She got some family there. guy, he has transmorgified into another plane, into another dimension, but he's still around me everywhere I go. And years ago, he used to stand right there to my left. He was my right-hand man. So what we'd like to do right now is we'd like to do a song from the new CD. It's about my best friend and my spiritual advisor. And even though, like I said, he has moved to a different plane than ours, he is wiser. And he's at peace. And he's there to guide all of us. This is a song about my buddy Chris Caffey.
Thank you.
It's 3 hours past midnight, and I'm driving on Interstate 10, 100 miles east of El Paso, and I'm thinking of my old friend. Now I know that I can't see you, brother, but I can feel you by my side. So light up a sick Conejo, and let's go for another ride.
Thank you.
don't you understand? Baby, that I just want.